And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Our Sherrard High School Sports Spotlight this week takes us to the football program, where the Tigers have won two in a row after a 28-21 win over Mendota last week on the road. We're talking with senior Garrett Woodward, who was a big part of that victory, sliding over from running back to quarterback to lead a game-winning drive in the final minute for Sherrard to pull out that win over Mendota 28-21. So I guess, Garrett, we'll start there. What was kind of going through your head as you see Carter Brown get hurt? You shift to quarterback, and you're able to kind of lead the offense down the field, end up scoring the game-winning touchdown. So how were you able to do it, sliding over to quarterback and being able to put the team into the end zone and get the win?
You know, I was kind of just trying to relax myself, get my head where it needs to be. You know, I've been practicing quarterback for a while, just in case something like this would happen, so we were prepared for it.
So what do you think the win meant for you? I mean, I know, like we had talked about, back-to-back wins. You won the week before over Hall on homecoming. So what did the win mean, being able to pull it out and come from behind without Carter Brown on the field to get to 2-3?
I mean, it felt great. But, you know, we could have had Carter there, but, you know, we didn't. We kind of just had to push through where we were at and work from where we were.
So for you, I know preparation each week probably is kind of interesting, because we mentioned off the top, obviously, how you shift from running back to playing quarterback when you see Brown go down. You split out as a receiver sometimes, and then you play linebacker on defense too. So I guess, how are you able to handle all that week in and week out, knowing that, you know, you have to prepare to play a lot of different spots potentially if certain things end up happening? So how are you able to do that each week?
The coaching is phenomenal. We go over everything pretty much on a daily basis, making sure we all know everything, just in case anything, like, you know, Carter would go down, or if I were to go down, someone would step in for me.
Yeah, before we started, I asked you if you had ever played quarterback before this season at any level. You said your freshman year you played quarterback a couple of times during the JV season. So obviously that's a lot different than kind of being thrown in there to playing quarterback in a varsity game where you're trailing in the fourth quarter. So, I mean, how comfortable are you when you have to slide over and play quarterback?
Well, I'm relatively comfortable. We don't. I mean, I've practiced there a lot. They've had me splitting reps with Carter since the summer. So I've been learning the plays, and obviously I know the running back plays. And I know the wide receiver plays from last year. So,
all right, Tigers 2-3 on the season. I think progressing nicely, especially when you talk about, I know the first 3 weeks were challenging, and then you've seen a lot of injuries to key guys throughout the season too, and even before the season as well. So to be sitting at 2-3, I mean, how do you feel things have kind of been progressing for you and your group, even dealing with all the injuries, to get a pair of wins here?
I mean, feel like things are progressing really good. Obviously missing a couple of keys, like you said, but with the chance to make playoffs, we're looking really good, looking ahead.
Well, yeah, and something I wanted to touch on with you too, and I talked about this with Grady Steele last week, and we talk about it with Coach Johnston a lot too, is kind of the growth of the Sherrard football program, where you've really seen it and been a part of it from your freshman season, where, you know, the program goes 0-9, and a lot of those games are very lopsided losses, to then a 1-8 year the following year, where you get a lot more competitive. Extremely competitive last year, where you come up just probably a couple of plays away from being a playoff team. And again, this year, multiple wins with some more winnable games ahead. So just, can you speak to where you think the evolution and the progress of the program, where that's kind of come from as you've been a part of it, you know, from your freshman year now to midway through the senior season?
We've obviously progressed a ton with our growing offense, and our defense has grown tremendously since my freshman year. The defensive scheme has just skyrocketed since what I can remember my sophomore year as well.
All right, that's Sherrard senior Garrett Woodward joining us. Tigers 2-3 on the season after a 28-21 win over Mendota last week. Winners of two in a row heading into this weekend's matchup with Monmouth Roseville. Garrett, thanks for talking with us, and good luck the rest of the season.
Yep, thank you.
And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.